a lot of good things back and forth. The game was entertaining, so that was good. And look, nobody expects the Raiders to win more than, what, 7-8 games at most. So, you know, it's the battle of these two teams. It was an entertaining game. But like you said, the biggest question mark is definitely going to come down to, hey, Joe Brady, his first NFL calling games, plays. And it'd be different if you didn't run the quarter, the fullback dive earlier in the game on a fourth and down situation to get the first down or a short yardage situation. So this was not the first time they had run this play. That is another thing as a defensive guy growing up in the, you know, as much as I played, that is another thing that stands out to me was it wasn't even the first time. This was the second time that you had called this play. So I did not like it because of that, and also because it's Christian McCaffrey. He's going to get the ball. He's going to jump over the top. He's going to do something. He's going to find a way to get this first down for your team.
Roman's former Pro Bowler on defense, and so that's the side of the ball I want to talk to you about, Roman. You had a good look at this Raiders defense that I think everyone here looks at and says they'll go only as far as the defense carries them this year. What did you think of the Raiders defense?
Well, I don't think they got enough pressure on the quarterback. Carolina's offensive line is not outstanding. They made Carolina's offensive line look really good and steady. They didn't get any pressure on the quarterback, legit-wise. John Abrams from Mississippi State, I like him. Why? He makes quick decisions. He's flying around. He's making all the tackles. He is a guy that you can build that defense around. A lot of other guys, Eric Harris, I like him. I know him personally. He has some really good range. He made one bad angle on a play. That happens sometimes. He's another really smart player in the secondary. I think the secondary of the Raiders, they said that those guys need to get challenged more. I need to see Arnett continue to play. It seemed like he had a glove on his hand. I like Abrams. That is who you guys should be, your bell cow. He's the most outstanding player on you guys' defense that really stood out to me. Against the team that we know is going to probably score some points in the Panthers' offense, but still, against Kansas City, you guys are going to have problems. If you give up this many points against Carolina, this team needs to be able to affect the quarterback a lot more if you're thinking you're going to be able to try and compete and win in the AFC West. You can mess with Denver because Denver's offense is not great, all right? You don't have anybody to cover Jerry Jeudy either, but maybe Abrams can hit him a couple times and slow him down. But you guys need to do better up front, in my opinion, defensively before I can really say, hey, the Raiders are really starting to turn the corner defensively.
Damon Arnett got beat really badly by Robbie Anderson on the go-ahead touchdown to make it 30-27. How long does it take?
Wasn't that, I mean, he bit on a double move. It happened. Okay. It happened, right? Because if he makes the pick on the out route, you're happy with him. But it wasn't, and now you look bad. And that's what happens with young players. So it's understandable.
Okay. Let's talk Saints. First of all, you know, I don't want to understate it, but Michael Thomas now being down for multiple games – what does that do to the Saints' offense?
You know, it definitely hinders it. But, look, the Saints just won a game with Michael Thomas only having three catches with only a couple targets. So that is why you bring in a guy like Emmanuel Sanders. That's why you drafted a guy like from South Florida. Oh, my gosh. I called his name at the draft. Anyways, another receiver. So you got Jared Cook. You got a couple running backs. You like Latavius Murray and Alvin Kamara. You like how this 1-2 combination worked out. You'll be just fine. You also find ways, I think the Saints will continue to find ways to use Taysom Hill more and more in their offense. So Sean Payton's a great offensive play caller. I worry less about any injury on offense just because they have always found a way to put up points and numbers offensively with the Saints. I was more impressed with their defense and the way that they played against Tampa Bay in that offense, especially not knowing how this whole outfit was going to look at Tampa Bay with the multiple tight ends, the multiple receivers. Anytime Marcus Lattimore can hold down a receiver like Mike Evans to one catch, that wasn't even on him. He didn't give up a catch on him. So you take that into credit. You're going to win a lot of those games, and that defense for the Saints was very impressive.